So, Dave, first of all then, why is Dean Saunders the man in your view to lead Chesterfield going forward?
Well, several reasons. I find him an inspirational guy. He's played at the highest level. I like his ideas on how the game should be played. I think he'll command the respect of the players, those that we have here at present. He's well known in the game, and he likes playing attractive attacking football, which is what I demand, because that's what fans like to see. Mm. Full stop.
The inference that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that I've taken from the press conference is that he has been the primary candidate and the search, if you like, hasn't been that widespread. Why did you take that route, if you like, in appointing the successor to Paul Cook?
When I appointed John Sheridan's successor, I interviewed one person, Paul Cook, who nobody had ever heard of. After Paul Cook, Chris and I have interviewed one person, Dean Saunders. I hope that answers the question for you.
It's brought about, whoever you were going to appoint, it was always going to be difficult to replace somebody who was so successful. Fans have been on to us and said, well, this guy's got relegations on his CV. What would be your response to those that say maybe Dean isn't the right man to take Chesterfield forward?
Well, let's just look back over the 5 years since I've been here. I had John Sheridan in. He won promotion to the first division. Unfortunately, we got relegated the year we were in it. But during that year, we also went to Wembley and won the Johnson's Paint Trophy. Paul came in. In his second year, we won promotion. Again, we went up as champions. We went to Wembley. And we were runners-up in the Johnson's Paint Trophy. And this year, we've ended up in the playoffs. It's going to be a hard act to follow. But at the end of the day, I think that the guy's capable. And you know, certain managers fit into certain clubs, don't they? It's like Eddie Howe. He's done a fantastic job at Bournemouth. He did well at Bournemouth before he was identified to go to Burnley. He didn't do so well at Burnley. Went back to Bournemouth and look what's happened. Look at Keith Hill. Keith did very well at Rochdale. Went to Barnsley, didn't work for him, gone back to Rochdale, brilliant. You know, there are horses for courses, and there are certain things, you know, certain pegs that fit in the round holes. I just think that Dean Saunders is going to fit here.
In terms of taking this team forward, there's been an awful lot of money spent on this team in the last couple of years to get the squad to a stage where they're able to compete for the playoffs. Is that budget going to stay
the same? We haven't spent an awful lot of money. We've tried to keep the budget within what it should be. I mean, I keep saying this to people, that players' budget, the budget for the players, is dictated by the number of people that come into the stadium. Bums on seats equals players' budget, right? That's the way the business runs. I run it as a business. This year's budget will be very, very similar to last year's budget. If we get a few more people in over the year, then so be it. We'll have a little bit more money to spend.
Following Paul's departure, there's the fear, and I admittedly it's a fear from an outside of the club, that some of the star players, the Duriquas, the Roberts, and one or two others, will move on to other clubs. It's not necessarily Portsmouth. Can you allay a few fears that there won't necessarily be a great departure of this great squad this summer?
Well, it is a good squad, there's no doubt about it. There are a couple of players out of contract. The rest have got contracts. But it's football, isn't it? If somebody comes in for a... I mean, agents run the game. Make no mistake about it, it's the agents that run the game. If somebody comes in for a player, and it's not forced to be Portsmouth, because it'll depend on what Paul's budget is at Portsmouth, won't it? You know. But if somebody comes in for a player, and they've already turned the player's head, there's nothing you can do about it. It's like the Ewan Doyle situation. There's nothing we could do about it. It's like the situation at all clubs. Even Manchester United, somebody comes in big for a player, they can't hold on to him because the player's head's already been turned. I would like to think that there's not going to be a big departure. But, I mean, we have got star players in this football club that everybody's looking at. We've just got to keep producing them, haven't we? That's what it's all about. And that's where our system is right. We've got a great youth policy, a good academy. We're going to have a reserve squad this year. And I'd like to think that when somebody gets injured, we're not going to be going out and, you know, getting somebody in for a month, that we're going to have somebody there that can do the job. Because if they can't, what's the point in having all the rest of it in place? And how demoralising for a young kid to find out, you know, he's gone through the system, he's doing ever so well, he's in the reserves, right back gets injured, he plays right back, and you go out and get somebody else in. God, it's terrible, isn't it? You know, that's not where to run a business. And we're not going to run it like that here. We're going to try and run it properly.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned there that striker. And Paul has mentioned at various different press conferences about perhaps the difference being Owen Doyle over the latter part of the season. Is it in the club's mind this summer to get somebody, in whatever plans Dean has for the team, that striker, that maybe focal point again, to really replace Doyle?
We're looking for two strikers, full stop.
Full stop. And how far down the road has that gone?
Well, it hasn't at this moment in time, because Dean's only been appointed this morning. So once Dean gets his feet under the table, he will be talking to Chris. They'll be identifying players that they think will be capable of producing the goods here, along with what we've got, and then we'll make some decisions. But we're not going to be a club that goes out and hires stacks and stacks of players, don't play half of them, and ends up costing you a fortune. We have to be careful, we have to be diligent. It's a business we're running.
And do you have, and let's just change tack on that finally, you've got your average attendances this season, it's been a strong season. How far away are you from, as a basic minimum, if you like, from where you want to be?
Well, this year we have averaged 7,000, but of course we've had Sheffield United, who will still be in this league next year, and we've got the Barnsleys, etc., etc. What are you smiling at?
Well, I'm not smiling at all. No, I'm not smiling at all.
All right. I thought you might be a United supporter. At the end of the day, we've averaged 7,000. It's a little bit under where I would like to have been. I mean, Chesterfield, same size town as Rotherham, same size town as Barnsley, etc., etc. Rotherham, in their promotion winning season to the Championship, they were averaging about 8.5, I think. We've averaged 7 this year. I'd like to think we can get it up to 8. You know, there are days when I call them fine weather fishermen, some of the fans here, because they only turn out on days when there's something special to look to celebrate. A bit like fishermen that only go fishing when it's sunshining. I'd like to see them, you know, I'd like to think that we can get 8,000 here on a regular basis.